Welcome to Practicing What Jesus Preached, a Lenten podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan in New Canaan, Connecticut. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner offers a month of daily reflections, questions, practices, and prayers on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Take time to journey with Jesus this Lenten season by striving to put what Jesus preached into practice.
Matthew chapter 5, verses 6 through 9. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. And blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. You know, having established God's interest and affection for people that are often regarded as less important and least valued in our world, Jesus then spoke about another group of people whom God favors. Those who do the work of faith and who believe and live by the virtues of God are dearly beloved and richly blessed, according to Jesus. God prizes people who desire to live rightly, and that means who are merciful, who are pure in heart, who work for peace. To hunger and thirst for righteousness does not mean that someone is perfectly aligned with the will of God, that their living and God's desires are exactly the same, but their desire to do what's right is pleasing to the Lord. The willingness to be merciful, to give to others better than one receives, that's a godly characteristic that is delightful to the Lord. To be pure in heart, to have your internal interests and intentions correctly and thoughtfully focused, that pleases God to no end, according to Jesus. And when you assist people to cooperate instead of fight, when you help draw people together instead of separate, when you work for unity and heal division, you literally mend the family God intended to create. You mend the human family. Now, whereas the first three Beatitudes are kind of conditions anyone might find themselves in, the next four Beatitudes focus on commitments anyone can choose to make and keep. They're all characteristics that God employs when engaging humanity, and when we choose to intentionally work with others as God has chosen to abide with us, well, the blessings and promises offered are both expansive and divine. We are made whole. We receive the kindness we offer. We see the Spirit of God alive and active in the world. We prove by our actions to be the Lord's family here on earth. So, the question for today is which of those virtues, which virtue would be easiest for you to practice, and which one is most challenging? Righteousness, mercy, purity of heart, peacemaking. Which one is easiest for you? Which one might be most challenging, and why? Think about that. Meditate on that. And as a practice, on a note card, I want you to write down the names of people who you know who epitomize each of those virtues. And then keep those names where you can see them throughout the day. And just consider how you might live more like they live. Let's pray. Lord God, we really do desire to live rightly, to be kind to others, to be pure of heart and mind. We really do desire to live peaceably with those around us. We long to live by the virtues you promised to use in your relationship with us. However, Lord God, our efforts are often faltering and too easily surrendered. We pray that the hunger and thirst to live in ways that are pleasing to you is a worthy place to start. Help us to grow in faith from someone with good intentions to someone who engages in right actions. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. Copies of Practicing What Jesus Preached are available from all local and online booksellers. God bless you this Lenten season, and have a wonderful day.